Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Come on now. Quickly, just grab a Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. We're going to quickly go to the Word. I just want to encourage you on this Friday morning, April 19th. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on now. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on. He's worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. He's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. Come on now. He's worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on now. Woo! Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, Kesha. Woo, my God. Come on. Share the broadcast. Let your people know. I'm just going to share this broadcast with my peeps. Amen. And then we're going to the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Come on. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Come on now. Hallelujah. We bless you. Come on. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. Come on. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on. Somebody bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. 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 Come on now, Father, we just bless you. Woo, come on now. Amen and amen and amen. Come on now. Woo, man. Something about when you begin to bless the Lord. Amen. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on. Woo. Yes, shit. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Glory. Now listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Glory. Now, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. I just want to encourage you. We're getting ready, listen, to walk into the time. We are already in this season, this set time. Good morning, Pastor Fiona. How glory. We are in this set time as we prepare for the first fall feast of God's season, which is the Feast of Passover. Amen. We're going to be celebrating that Sunday morning, April 28th. We'll go through a condensed version of what would be a Shabbat or Passover Seder. How glory. That would be done on a Friday evening or whenever the first day of Passover begins, where they do the oral history and the telling of how God delivered the Israelites, or he delivered his people, his children, out of the hands of the master slaves, master slave, or the taskmasters of Egypt. Amen. How glorious. See, so we're going to be doing that Friday, Sunday morning, April 28th, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. Amen. But let's get to this word. Now, we are in this time of the feast. Amen. So the Bible says this. Let's everybody go to Psalms 102. I only got a couple quick scriptures. Like I said, I just want to encourage you today, because you're in a time and season where God has come down to deliver you out of any hands of bondage, out of any shackles, out of any doorways that have been closed in your life. The Bible, Psalms 102, look at verse 13. And it says, "You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time is come." Now, here's what you got to understand. First of all, he says, "You shall arise." This word "arise" in the Hebrew means to come on the scene. So the Father himself has come on the scene to have mercy upon us. Zion represents the body of Christ, or represents his children, okay? Psalms 82, we are the children of the Most High God. So when you understand that you are a child of God and he is Father, he's not just an omniscient God who's all powerful. He is your Father. The Bible says that when they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, he said, pray like this: "Our," okay, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So when you understand that it's our job as his children, now ladies, when I say this, don't take the wrong attitude, but the word says that we are the sons of God. Has nothing to do with gender, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if God is a spirit, and God created us in his image and after his likeness, we are spirit first, we possess a soul, and we are housed in the shell, or the shell casing of a body. So the body is not who we really are. It's the spirit and the connective soul that makes up who we are. And the Bible says that he knows us by name. Come on now, someone type, "It is so." So we say that for the time to favor, the time to favor. Now this set time, okay? This word "set time" means in the Hebrew, moad or moadim, that's the Hebrew word, for appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. So God created the time, and he says, "Meet me when I tell you to meet me, and I'm going to open this season of favor, his divine presence and influence on your life." So you are now, you have activated, God has activated and opened the windows of supernatural favor being poured on your life. Good morning, Doug. Good morning, man of God. Amen. Listen, when you understand that God's saying everything's getting ready to work in your favor right now, because I've opened the door and opened the windows, you are going to be walking in continual and perpetual favor if you'll come into my presence. Now, I know what you're saying. Okay, well, that sounds good, but show me in the word. Okay, well, let's go to Exodus chapter 23, just for time's sake. Amen. And we'll use verse 14. Exodus chapter 23, verse 14. And when you get there, someone type, "It is so." Come on now. Type "it is so." Work with me. I got about 3 or 4 minutes. Come on, work with me. Here we go. So, Exodus chapter 23, and we're going to start at verse 14. Amen. Now it says this. Look at what it says, okay? Okay. It says, "Three times shall you keep a feast unto me in the year." Okay, a feast unto me. So this is not just the Jewish feast, or the Hebrew feast, or the Israel feast, or the Jerusalem feast. This is a feast. "You will keep a feast unto me, unto the Lord, in the year." The Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the Feast of Passover, which we are getting ready for. "And you shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you in the" what? appointed time, time appointed in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, you came out of bondage, you came out of slavery. Let me prophesy to you. Pastor Fiona, all the way where you are, high glory, you are coming out of any area of bondage, shackle, hindrance in your life. Finances, favor, wealth, high glory, support is coming to you in your ministry. I declare and decree right now that you are walking in God's time of favor right now. Woo, high glory. Woo. So that was one, because you shall... I brought you out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. So when you come into his presence, you would bring an offering. It's called a wave or a heave offering, because you would give it to the priest, and the priest would take it behind the veil and wave it before the Lord and pronounce the blessing of the Lord in your life and in your house. Oh, yeah, I know where you are, Pastor Fiona, and right there where you are going to walk in. It's going to seem like you just exploded overnight. Your ministry is getting ready to increase. The favor. Listen, you're going to have favor in government, and, oh, my God, and in politics and with politicians to help get your, your events and your agendas in the city where you are to help the people. God says, because of your heart, I'm melting the heart of the king to work in your favor, saith the Lord. Now listen, when you understand what God is doing, okay, so that was the first feast. And the next, the feast of harvest, the first fruit of all your labors, okay? The first fruit of all your labor, the feast of harvest. It was before it was called the Feast of Pentecost, which didn't happen until Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it's called the Feast of Weeks, because it was 7 weeks and one day after Passover. And you would take anything that came, because Passover was when God would send the former rain to prepare the ground to sow the seed. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. So the feast of the Lord are surrounded behind and founded on seed time and harvest. Passover is when the ground was prepared and you sowed the seed. Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks, would be when anything came out of the ground, you would grant a handful called a sheaf, put it in a basket with 2 wheat loaves. Wheat represents abundance and prosperity in the Bible. And you would give it to the priest at Pentecost, and he would again wave it before the Lord and pronounce the blessing of the Lord on your house. Oh, glory. Then he said, which you have sown in the field. And in the Feast of Ingathering, which is also called the Feast of Tabernacles, in the end of the year, when you gather all your labors out of the year, okay? Woo! So now those are the 3 feasts. Now, this is why. Yes, amen and amen, woman of God. Listen, when you understand right now, it's going to be your season of favor. Everything's going to work on your behalf. When you remember the Lord, you come into his presence. How glory. And at this time, sow seed into the ground so God can, listen, magnify, multiply, and increase the harvest back in your life. This is your time and season of favor. If anything, how glory, if you got anything from this word, high glory, now is when you sow the seed. Amen. High glory. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God. See, so when you begin to sow the seed, now the Bible says, when the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So what you do is you sow the seed into the ground. And as you sow the seed, the Bible says that it's the prophet, the priest, that pronounces the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Amen. Lift your hands as you get prepared. Now, listen, here's how you can sow the seed. Amen. You sow the seed, whether it's into the ministry, by using the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use our PayPal right there, and you can sow directly into the ministry, or you can use our Zelle using restoredmintl@gmail.com. It's right there on your screen. But if you want to receive what's called the prophet's reward, then you sow, and it's also called the teruma, according to Ezekiel 44:30, where you give your first fruit to the prophet or the priest, and he speaks and declares the blessing to remain. Yes. Yes, woman of God. Ha, glory. Isha. Woo, my God, my God. And he pronounces the blessing to remain in your house. Come on, lift your hands. Father, right now, I declare and decree. Woo. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, right now, even as your sons and daughters, as they begin to sow seed into the ground, Father, you said, oh God, who, my God, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time, harvest time shall not cease. Seed time, I'm going to say it again, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Can I say it again? Oh, my God, my God, my God, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Ha, glory. Can I say that one more again? Ha, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Come on now. Well, I declare and decree that as they begin, ha, glory, to sow the seed, woo, Father, you are going to cause the blessing of the Lord to remain in their house. Ha, you're going to cause the blessing of the Lord, woo, my God, to remain in their house. Oh, let me just say it again. You're going to cause the blessing of the Lord to remain in their house. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God, somebody's going to get it today. Woo, my God, listen, I just heard it right now. Lift your hand. I just heard that the Lord is going to make you the employer and no longer the employee. The ideas about business that you've had, about opening up your own business, opening up your own ministry, God says go forth and do it, because his favor is with you and everything you need will be on the path of purpose as you receive it in Jesus' name. Now, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Amen. Listen. Don't let the enemy keep you from sowing your seed, because as you sow the seed, you're going to cause the blessing of the Lord to remain in your house. Be blessed in Jesus' name.